this last 7 years or so, which has been an Adapt 2 programme, where there is only a handful of schools on that programme, you know. So it's important that this project is funded and just pushed through as quickly as possible. I have a motion here today. I'm asking the council to write to the now Minister of Education, Helen McEntee, to try to get this pushed forward and get it over the line as quickly as possible, because, you know, all, like St. Euron's College has grown in vast numbers. There are over 1,000 students there now. They're working off 2 woodwork rooms and 2 science rooms, you know, and ideally it's not correct. You know, it's not fit for purpose at the minute, and, you know, it's something I'm eager to try and get over the line. I do know that the parents have written to the Department of Education, the student councillors written to the Department of Education, and the teachers and the principal, Damien McGrory. And, you know, the teachers and principals are doing fantastic work there, and we see that down through the years. The results that's come through, particularly the junior cert and leaving cert, you know, the results are fantastic, and it's a credit to the teachers, to the principal, Damien McGrory, to the students themselves and to their families. But, you know, I feel now at the start of a new school year, we need to be highlighting this on the Minister's desk to try to ensure that we get this over the line as quickly as possible.
And you believe that the Council taking an intervention here and actually writing to the Minister will help focus her attention, focus the attention of her department, and speak on behalf of the town and its environs and the whole municipal district and beyond regarding the importance of St. Eunan's and the importance of this extension?
Yeah, without a doubt, Donal. I mean, we have fantastic schools in the municipal district, but it's important for the future provision of second-level education going forward that St. Eunan's College gets this go ahead and this much needed extension. And, you know, on top of that, Donal, I'll give parents alike, you know, I suppose that bit of ease, because we do, you know, I've been made aware at the minute that there is a list of students there that's enrolments that couldn't get in, you know, and that's not what the principal wants to see, nor parents either. So, you know, the only way forward is to get this extension up and running and get it constructed, and it would alleviate the issues that's there at the minute. And as I say, you know, with the principal and the teachers, they're working with the best facilities they have at the minute, and they're doing their level best. But it's important now for the provision of second level education going forward that this is delivered as quickly and as soon as possible. And I feel that, you know, although the council, I'm aware, has no real major role in this, but by highlighting this and sending a letter here from Donegal County Council on behalf of ourselves, the councillors, to the Minister for Education, it can only be positive and help push this along.